what he said.
The question was asked, we find opinions, even today, we find opinions of people who will publicize it in a book or on the web or in a newspaper where they say things that no one else said and they seem to support their conclusions with good sources, and why wouldn't we go with that? So we have a general rule. There's something called Klal Yisrael, the people of Israel. The people of Israel have accepted a certain path in halacha and the way we run our lives. If someone were to wake up today and say, you know, I think this should be done differently, and I'll bring you sources, so then as an academic, it might be very interesting. But as practical halacha, one of the great weights in Am Yisrael is, what has Am Yisrael accepted? There was a time when there was a great conflict whether we should accept Rambam or not. And great Torah luminaries were against accepting what Rambam wrote. You had Rabbeinu Yonah who wrote out against the Rambam. There's a place where the Rashba, there's a place where the Ramah, there's a place where many commentaries were very upset with what Rambam wrote in his philosophical works. And yet, the Rambam was accepted in halacha. Bottom line, most of Shulchan Aruch is Rambam. So now, if a person would wake up today and start cursing out the Rambam, we would say, Mr. So-and-so, please don't touch my wine. You're not an acceptable Jew in my mind, because the Jewish people have accepted it. The Jewish people do not look at Rambam and say Rambam is A, B, C, or D. The Jewish people look at Rambam and say he's a giant of Torah, and we accept what he says, and that's halacha. So if someone would come out today and try to go out against the Rambam, we'd say you're not being pious. We don't accept it. Now this is a major component of halacha. Right. If someone wakes up today and says, I think I know better than the rulings of the Shulchan Aruch, we would say, with all due respect, Am Yisrael gave a certain halachic weight to the Shulchan Aruch, and as such, we're not going to accept such an opinion. And a person will say, but I'll show you, there are this opinion and that opinion and another opinion, just like me. And we'd say, that's very nice, but you know what? It's been half a millennium, Am Yisrael has given their ruling. A person will wake up today and say, I think the Zohar is not for real, and I'm not going to accept it. We're going to tell him, with all due respect, Rav Yosef Karo accepted it. The Gra accepted it. You've had hundreds of years where the giants of Jewish history have said this is a legitimate work, and we do factor it in. Do we factor it against Allah or with Allah? What the balance is, that's a good question. And there you have different opinions. But to say it's not legitimate, you can't say that today. Now, it's not a scientific question in the sense of, I want to know who really wrote the Zohar. Well, that's a good question, who really wrote the Zohar. Yeah. You'll bring me proofs. The Zohar quotes people past Rashbi, okay? And the Talmud quotes people past Ravashi. And the Mishnah quotes people past Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That doesn't prove it. That raises a question that needs to be addressed. And the Torah quotes things past Moshe. Right? The last eight psukim. So, okay, so again, but if Am Yisrael accepted it, so today that's the way we live, and that's halacha.
That's an amuna thing.
I didn't say amuna, I said halacha.
It has to be, because I'm saying it's not intellectually honest.
I wouldn't say it's not intellectually honest. It's consistent with the system.
Okay, but
meaning you're looking at the academic perspective of, was it written in this time or that time and by whom? And I'm saying that's not relevant. What's relevant is the halachic process.
Okay.
The halachic process is what we're living by.
Yeah.
So if I want to wake up today and say, you know, I think everything should be different. I have a friend who learns in a yeshiva where the Rosh Yeshiva does this all the time. He says, I think A should be this way, and B should be that way, and C should be that way. So he once invited me. He had a bris milah. I came to his yeshiva, and afterwards he started showing me how wonderful his yeshiva is. So I said to him, you know, you guys don't go like the Shulchan Aruch. He says, yeah, we go, you know, my Rosh Yeshiva learns everything and he does what he thinks. And I said, well, I don't understand why you don't have a sign over your bathroom. In the Talmud it says, as you go into a bathroom, you tell the angels, Hitkabdu mechubadim, honored ones, please, be honored. I have to go do what us mere mortals do. You guys wait for me, I'll be right out. Why don't you have a sign outside your bathroom saying you should say that? So he said, I guess we don't go so far. I said, I don't know why. It's a Shulchan Aruch that says we don't do it anymore. But in the Talmud it says you do it. No, so why don't you guys do it? What do you think? The next bris milah he had, I visited him in his yeshiva, and it was there. There was a sign outside the bathroom saying, go tell your angels. Okay, I'm not saying there aren't angels. I'm just saying, you want to talk to me halacha, or you want to talk to me what it says in Talmud? Halacha is a process, and the process is defined by the system we've had for a millennium.
Okay.
And that system, if someone's going to go against that system, so we say, with all due respect, that's outside the fold. There's a range. Within that range, there are many opinions, and there's a lot of breadth. But there is a range, and there comes a point where a person is outside the range. When the Jew you just mentioned says, I think I understand the Talmud better than Rav Yosef Karo, which is what he writes on his website. He says, I think that there are certain things that says in Shulchan Aruch, in the laws of family purity, that the Shulchan Aruch just didn't understand the female system or the Talmud, and as such, he gives a ruling that's against Shulchan Aruch and the laws of family purity. So with all due respect to this person, he might have learned a sizable amount, but he doesn't understand the halachic process.
But yeah, anyway, just as a follow-up question, let's say this is, for example, like another thing he said, which I think makes a lot of sense. Now, as I said, I'm not really on this thing, but there's one or two things which he said made a lot of sense. For example, you know, the size of the gezeit, right? Because the way I know my father by Pesach, like 1 year, because my grandfather, he's kind of closer to us, he didn't really have a tradition, and my father.